4. This is ridiculous. I climb into the airport manager's dented black pickup truck, about to hitch a ride from the Bishop Airport to Eric Schott's bakery, yes, spelled with 2 K's. The Dutch bakery has won rave reviews from our crew, but really? We're supposed to be searching for people, not baked goods. And we're sitting in the bed of a truck, open air, no seatbelts. No way this is legal. Boomer shakes his head as I voice my complaints.
You know, I seriously wonder about you, Malone.
The truck lurches as the driver pulls out of the tiny operations building.
Let me guess. Came home from prom on time, never ditched school, always drive the speed limit?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Boring, he says, drawing out the first syllable. With a capital B.
The truck rumbles over a rutted dirt road, and Boomer, Beanie, Hap, and I bump around in the back like giant Halloween pumpkins, clad in garishly bright flight suits colored rescue orange to match our helicopter. The orange suits do make our guys easier to spot once we've dropped them on scene, and they wear their colors with rescue pride. I have no idea why Boomer, a pilot who never sets foot outside the cockpit, would wear orange. But then again, I think he was born to wear an orange flight suit, one his extra-large self fills out a little too well. And leave it to Boomer to deem that the first order of business when I checked into the squadron was to exchange my drab, his words, olive-green flight suit for a more respectable orange. After about 50 yards of jumping, bumping, jarring, and jerking, the tires finally find the smooth asphalt of the main road, and with a quiet swish, we're off. I exhale. I also breathe more easily due to the change in weather. The cold front that had me shivering yesterday has moved on, replaced with a practically balmy day, temperatures now well over 50 degrees.
And then college, Boomer continues. Let me guess.
He stops, waiting for me to confirm. I went to the Naval Academy.
Of course you did.
The crewmen smile, content to watch Boomer play his little game.
And then flight school, and then H-60s. Ugh. Did you actually pick that airframe? Tell me you didn't pick that.
It's not like I had a lot of choice in the matter. That's pretty much all there is now. But I would have picked them anyway. I shift my position over the wheel well as the driver turns.